family, welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. It's a beautiful, beautiful new year. Hope all is well in your land. And we are really, really fortunate and thrilled to have one of the most anointed singer and worshipers of God that I've ever met. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so proud and honored to have on Culture Connection this week none other than Minister Kai Panetta. Kai, say what's up to the family.
Hello, everyone on Culture Connection. How you doing out there?
So we're really excited because I know that you have a concert coming up this weekend on January 19th.
Yes.
Called Speechless. And we've been following you here at the Black Is Online family, and I know you know this because I told you, but last year your album Speechless was one of my top albums of music for 2012. So thank you again for releasing that project and for your love of God and your honoring of God and your music. So Speechless is this Saturday, January 19th, 2013. It's at 7 o'clock, and it's going to be at the Envision Center in Van Nuys. And it's being hosted by T. Faye Griffin.
Yeah.
And it features yourself. And can you let us know about who else is on the bill and what else to expect on Saturday night?
Yes. Well, Saturday night is part of our ministry, which is Authentic the Movement, which is to really share the heart of God and to create an encounter for people to have an authentic night of worship. And so Speechless is the album, but Authentic is the movement. And so it's our CD released concert for the album Speechless. And that night is in honor of my late pastor, Pastor Frank E. Wilson, who went home to be with the Lord just recently in September. And so we just want to pay homage to him as one of not only God's just amazing pastors and servants, but he was a worshiper. And he continued to just always support and encourage me during the years, and has been a spiritual father, a godfather, and everything else. So on that night, we have enlisted and asked some of the most anointed people that we know to come out and worship with us. So we'll be having the New Form Ministries Praise Team, which is just a young group of amazing Polynesian. They're a Polynesian ministry, and
come
they
on,
are coming.
Come on, Polynesian.
Yes, Polynesians. And they are so on fire for the Lord. And so they'll be opening us up in worship. And then Minister Cedric Shannon Reeves, who is also a co-label mate of mine. We're on the same label, Me Too Music. Shout out to Me Too Music, Levi King. And he is going to also be ministering. He has a wonderful album out right now called Sing You Out of the Four Walls. Come on, somebody. Mm. And then we will be featuring Paul Jackson Jr. If you don't know Paul Jackson Jr., turn your TV on. He's been on American Idol. He now plays. He's the house band for Jay Leno, but he's been with Whitney Houston and Luther Vandross and anyone you can name. And then my sister, Shauna K. Tucker, who is the first African-American cellist and singer for Cirque du Soleil's Ka in Vegas. So that's what we have going on that night. Yes, you talked about Shauna.
Yes. I did a whole feature on our weekend in Vegas with Shauna and Kai.
Yes.
So you now have an opportunity in Los Angeles to come and hear her live and in person. And you don't even have to go to Vegas, although you should go to Vegas.
You don't even have to go to Vegas. Come on. And it's cheaper than Cirque du Soleil.
We're not trying to cut off her finances, but
yes, but we're just saying, if you are on a budget, here's an option.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Praise on a budget. Ooh.
Praise on a budget. All right.
Praise on a budget. So I was fortunate to meet you through mutual friends and through the New Dawn Christian Village, which is Pastor Frank's church that he began.
Yes.
But you have, your ministry really is international. Specifically, I know that you're always traveling across the country with your ministry. Can you talk about just your beginnings and where this all started. I know you also rep the Bay Area. Shout out to the town. I know you want to shout out.
What's up, Oakland? I'm sorry, I need to shout out the Bay Area where I was born and raised. Oakland Raiders, Casper's Hot Dogs. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Better Than Pink's. Lake Merritt. Just everything. Oakland Coliseum, where we play, and where the Raiders were the Raiders before they came to Los Angeles. Now here, people still come out. This is not a dig to Los Angeles. I love you, Los Angeles, but I am born and raised in Northern California, and I left there when I was 23 and moved to the East Coast and have been there for many, many, many years. And I started in the music business from the time I was 15 and was in the industry for a lot of years. And when I turned 25, I was living in New York, and I was a writer and a producer, and I also engineered at that time. And the Lord called me out, and I started my own production company. And during that time, there was an opportunity. The story is so crazy. No one would believe me. But anyway, I got an opportunity to go and minister for 3 months in Germany. And I was on a gospel tour. And while we were there, the Lord called me to preach. And I thought it was very funny. And so I laughed and thought, I just can't be hearing that. But it was so clear and so audible. And at that time, he told me to get back to New York and to literally pack up and go back to the Bay Area to get my family prepared for what he had called me to. And so that was, I got back Christmas of 1999, and I left New York in January, 2 weeks later, the beginning of the year in 2000, came to the Bay for a couple of months, went to New Jersey, was an assistant youth pastor, and then headed to school to Oklahoma, to Rhema Bible College, and studied there, got a degree in pastoral ministries, and then was a pastor. And so over the next years, I have been an associate pastor, an assistant pastor, a youth pastor. I've been a director of administration. I've been a CFO for many different ministries. And so, and while I was in Oklahoma, I did not literally sing for 2 years. And the Lord and I, he created within me what I would call a real hunger for worship in a way I'd never known it before. You know, I'd been in choirs, I'd been on praise teams, but everything was surrounding a performance or entertaining people. And the Lord showed me through his word and from Old Testament to New Testament, from Genesis to Revelation, that the heart of a worshiper is to minister to him and not to the people.
Right.
And so with that, everything that I knew about worship and just everything changed. And so when I came back after Bible college and had a position at a church, they asked me to join the praise team. And at that time, the co-pastor, she had fired the entire band. And I was like, well, what kind of praise team we gonna have with no band? And so we literally sang for a year without a band. But the first Sunday we stood on the platform, we were all singing. And in my spirit, God just was giving me songs. And I would just sing them to myself. And about the third Sunday, I was up there and I was just singing the song of the Lord. The next thing I knew, I could hear it, you know, in monitors. And the co-pastor put the mic in my mouth. And so literally that just started where God would just use me with songs of the Lord and, you know, just to flow us into, you know, his presence. And so from there, people who would see me would literally say, can you come and teach what you do at our churches? And I was like, I don't know how to teach that. And the Lord's like, yes, you do. You do what you did in your room for 2 years with them. And I said, okay. And so then it just began from there. But I've traveled, you know, preaching and teaching and singing to Africa, to Germany. You know, I've been all over the United States, and God has just been amazing. And, you know, an album was the furthest thing from my mind. And every time I'd sing, someone would be like, do you have a CD? Or when are you going to do a CD? And I was like, when God says. And in 2011, in April, my husband said to me, it's time for you to do a CD. And I did the CD out of obedience to my husband. And from April, we started in April. I started writing songs. I was done by the end of April. And then November 2011, we did a full live recording of that CD. And so we did a soft launch in May 2012. And now this is the official CD release.
Wow.
I know, right? That's a lot. I'm sorry.
No, it's fantastic. I mean, people, you know, sometimes we listen to artists' music and we don't know the backstory. We don't know what they've gone through to get where they are. But I thank God that you are very clear about that and about your calling and your purpose on this side of heaven.
Yeah.
What I wanted to ask you is, some people may not know the difference between worship, praise and worship, the choir. Can you just give us a quick sort of like layman's, I'm not churched, understanding of how music works in church? Because some people go and they hear the choir and they're like, what's the, get there for praise and worship? What's the prayer? What's the choir? What's the praise and worship? Like, what is the difference as you understand it and as you believe it necessary for a worship service?
An A and B selection. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. If you've been
what
in church,
you
know what I'm saying.
If you're
it's an A and B selection. Oh. But no, I mean, you know, over the years, you know, traditionally we have had choirs, and choirs were large groups of singers. You know, I went to a church that had, you know, literally like 60 some odd members, and then it grew to like 100 members, and then, you know, they had to make the choir into three choirs because there was so many people. And when we would march in, it would take like 30 minutes for all of us to get to the platform.
Especially if you marched into, we're marching.
Yes. You know, and you got to sway back and forth, and you can only take one step forward. You know what I mean? That's it. You don't get to just walk and sashay up to the platform. There's an order to how this goes. Well, over the, you know, the last, I would say, you know, 10 years, well, actually, let's say the last 20 years, it has progressed. And so what you know, institutions, ministries, local assemblies did was they got a smaller group who did not do the traditional, you know, hymns and choral songs, and they tagged it praise and worship. For me, you know, worship should be, this is, let me back up. For me, it is very different from what we see. One of the things that, you know, breathes my heart at times is that we don't sing a lot of songs that are word-based or really about God. We sing songs about our circumstances or our situations.
Mm-hmm.
And our circumstances and our situations give God no praise if he's not a part of it.
Mm. Okay.
And so where we may sing, me, 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 God, we should be singing God, 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 me, God, 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 God. You know what I'm saying? And so worship, real worship, is an expression from our heart to the heart of God to minister to his heart. And worship in the Bible, the Greek word is proskuneo, which means to kiss, you know, or to prostrate oneself. It is literally the prostrating or the laying down of oneself. In Isaiah 6:1, it says that Isaiah says that he saw the Lord high and lifted up. But in that same section of scripture, it says that when he was in the presence of the Lord, he was ruined. And when you are in worship, your flesh and your humanity should be ruined in the presence of God. Every time you enter an authentic atmosphere of worship, you should not be the focus. God should be the focus. Praise is what we, you know, this is what we have said, is that praise is to thank him for what he's done, and worship is for who he is. You know what I mean? And that's true. When we're worshiping God, it is entering into the reality of his greatness, his I am-ness, and his deity. And it is to allow the divine nature of God to overtake the humanity of man.
Mm.
So that, for me, that would be my definition.
The divine nature of God to overtake humanity.
The humanity of man, yes.
That is really, really beautiful. Now, as you well know, I love the album.
Thank you.
I just want to know, will I be hearing Arise, Everything to Me, You Are Love, Bread of Heaven, Reprise, God Is, Speechless, and You Are?
I can say yes. But we're mixing things up. We're mixing things up. It's, you know, not just going to go, you know, as the album goes, but you will hear the album. And we've got a few surprises in between. Absolutely.
Because, you know, people like me, that we act like we want to hear the album just like you recorded it.
Yes.
That's not what artists do. You are an
artist. Yes, a concert.
And you're in control. Well,
yes,
you know,
but no, we will sing the songs. Yes. Because it is, you know, it's surrounding the CD. So that would, you know, if we don't sing the song. But at the same time, you know, we want to bring some fresh things there and just allow the Spirit of God to move us. And, you know, it's about creating an encounter for everyone that comes in. You know, an encounter simply means to meet someone. And, you know, you cannot have an experience with God until you've had an encounter. And so oftentimes we're talking about the experience of God, but we never actually have said that we've met him.
Ooh. Mm. Thank you.
So we create an encounter so that people meet Jesus, they meet God, they meet the Holy Spirit, and they have an opportunity to receive him as their Lord, their Savior, their God, their Creator. And then from there, you know, that yes is just the beginning of conversion. And then from there, you know, walking with them and pouring into them. But everything begins with the encounter. And until we realize that, the experience that we have talked about, I think, has stumped people because they continue to try to create an experience. See, when I meet you, if I meet you and it impacts me, I never forget it. If I had an experience with you that wasn't lasting, I can move forward. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I think a lot of times we're missing the encountering God, and we just want to experience him, touch him for a second, and just, oh, that was great, and get our goosebumps. But the Lord is like, no, I want to meet you, and I want to, you know, converse with you, commune with you, and know you so that you know me. And he's silent. No,
I mean, it's just so, I love that God is speaking through you. I love to sit and listen and talk to you about all things life, because you are grounded and you are very focused. And
I've been through all things life.
Oh Lord, and you're a fool just like me. You're funny and silly, and you love God and God's people. And speaking of loving God and God's people, before we head out, I do want to talk about a special relationship that you have here on this earth. You are married to a pastor.
Alex Burnett.
Oh, Lord. Do you want to get a shout-out? Go and get your shout-out.
Hi, Pastor Alex Burnett. I love you. Okay.
Oh, it's so cute. It's like high school. You remember high school? You could sit around those grams.
Yes.
I know you were going to pass the Alex a gram.
I still think we're in high school. So when people talk, and I'd be like, no, he goes with me. Remember, we go together. He go with me. I know, but he go with me. I say that all the time. Oh no, we go together.
I'm curious. You know, when two ministers are married, do you argue about the Bible versus arguing about the finances?
Hilarious. We have very good dialogue and communication, and what I love about our relationship is that we challenge each other, you know what I mean? And so when it comes to things of the word, we've never argued the word, because neither one of us believe in that, you know. But we will say, you know, what do you think about this? Or I was reading this, and how does this coincide with? But our desire is to always grow in the word and always grow in God. And so if something challenges us, we hit the floor and we try to figure it out, you know, and we do. I mean, when we first were friends, there were certain things that my husband now, who was my friend then, believed. And I was like, nah, that ain't right, man. And he was like, it is. And I was like, well, let's go to scripture. And I was like, nah, and don't give me this one, because I know this is where you're going. He looked at me like, what? And I was like, if you have some other biblical precedents for why you believe this, then take me there. But if you take me here, I can tell you why that doesn't work. You know what I mean? And so we do things like that. Our, you know, my motto is, if it's not in the word, it's not God.
Okay.
So outside of, you know, the realm of the inspired word of God, you know, God speaking to us. But if you can't just tell me anything. I need to be able to get in the Word and see where that is, because, you know, you were with us in Bible study the other day, and you know, I shared a statement that God is, you know, we've made God a product and not an agenda. But, you know, even to, you know, for my life, I was saying, for my life, God is not a product. He's a priority.
Right.
You know, for me, you know what I mean? Yes, mm-hmm. I've created a product, but God is not the product. God mm-hmm. is the priority, which is why the product came out. Because he asked me to do something to get into the earth. You know what I mean? And so because God is our priority, we make that the priority of our home. And so, you know, my husband and I have very few arguments or fights. And the fights that we have, you know, we end up laughing about, because it's like we were saying the same thing the whole time. You know, he is Cuban and Puerto Rican. So I really think, even though he's talking to me in English, that he's translating in Spanish, so I don't understand. That's my take. I'm like, is that the Spanish interpretation, or is that English? But, you know, he says it's English. We'll see.
Well, I want to thank you for your time, because I know that you're preparing for the concert. I know that you are mentally and spiritually and physically preparing to really invite the presence of God in on Saturday. Before we leave, I want to ask just a few quick fire questions. So you just have to answer with first thing that comes
answer.
To your mind. Ready?
Oh, here we go. What, isn't this like the Actor's Studio? Okay, go.
A little bit, but this is called Malcolm's Culture Connection. Quick fire. Thank you.
Yes. Oh, sorry.
Okay, here we go.
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
You ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Favorite food?
Mexican.
Favorite thing to do when you need peace?
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Your favorite thing to do when you need peace or tranquility?
Get a chai latte from Starbucks.
One place in the world you want to travel to before you die?
Australia.
Your favorite word?
My favorite word? God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And last, but certainly not least, who is your biggest hero?
My,
your greatest
oh,
hero.
My greatest hero. I think it's Jesus.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you have heard it. This has been the awesome, the beautiful, the loving, the kind, the generous, the spirit-filled Kai Panetta. Again,
can I say one thing real quick? I'm sorry.
Please, go forward.
Everybody, I want to thank Malcolm Darrell, who's actually, you guys need to know that he is producing this entire event. He's been doing an amazing job. God has sent just an awesome, wonderful, anointed man of God alongside of us to help us to make this night come together and to be what God wanted to be. So we just want to thank him publicly, because he is just, he is, as my husband says, Malcolm, a gem. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. It is really my honor. And just want to remind everybody, Speechless, a CD and a digital
what?
Album concert is going
yes.
to be Saturday, January 19th, 2013 at 7 p.m. at the Vision Center. It's
mm-hmm.
honoring Pastor Frankie Wilson. We are
yes.
so happy to have you, Kai. Again, if you want to find Kai, she's on Facebook.com at Authentic The Movement. She's also on Twitter at Authentic Move.
Mm-hmm.
And the website is AuthenticTheMovement.org. Is that all correct?
Or KaiPanetta.com.
Or KaiPanetta.com. And at
yes.
the end, every segment here at Culture Connection, please remember to make a career of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. In honor of his birthday and in the
yes.
observance of his day on Monday, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Thank you, Kai. I love you. Thank you, Black.
Love you, too. Thank
great
you.
Week. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.